Blog Talk Radio.
I feel like Superman. They gon' remember me. I think I know I can. Who says it's hard to reach? Who's gonna stop me on the road to success? I don't know. They try to break me down, but I'm still on my feet. This city's full of lies, so why is it hard to breathe? Oh, why did God create this world so unfair? I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I can't run, I can't crawl. And sometimes I feel like I ain't nothing at all. Life is a journey where you stumble and fall. But I'm okay when I lie down in your arms.
Hiram1555.tumblr.com.
Twitter.com/Hiram1555. Facebook.com/Hiram1555. BlogTalkRadio.com/Hiram1555. And our main news blog, which is formerly TrumpetOfTruth.wordpress.com and also formerly SalaamJonah.com and SalaamJonah.org, which is now the Hiram1555 blog at Hiram1555.com. Again, my beloved family, let me say unto you all, with love and with truth, assalamu alaikum, and welcome to another edition of the most powerful show for truth anywhere, anywhere in the spectrum of the net. This is your platform for black empowerment. This is the Star and Crescent Report, and our show today is titled On the Road to Ruin. The economic collapse is underway. Now, during the intro of the song, I was thinking about a few things, and just so happens, I say we have the rivals right here, but I want to address something before we get into the show. This has to do with all of these things that are going on around the world. I got an email from one of our readers that is a premium member, and he was telling me about, or he or she, whatever, was telling me about how precise that and thorough the article was about the situation in Maldives and how pertaining to India, America, the UK, and China, how on point the article was, and now more things are coming out in the open that we had addressed in the article. It's 100% on point. I might republish that article and do it and just let the average reader read the article, and I want you to read it in the context of when it was written before all of these things came out, and then you'll see how on point it is with the links, with the videos, with everything, and how we went into depths on this, and now all of these events which are taking place and are unfolding are bearing witness to everything that we said in the article, and this can be said of any of the premium articles, brothers and sisters. But now, let's go into the show. On the road to ruin, the economic collapse is underway. Now, for us to understand the depths of what is going on, we must truly understand the time. You hear Rashid saying it on the air, you hear me saying it on the air, you hear Brother Mikhail may say it from time to time, Brother Gerald may say it from time to time. What we're trying to get across to you all is there's nothing that is more significant than the time. If you do not understand the time, regardless of your good intentions, you can be out of time and you can put yourself, your loved ones, and those whom you call your friends in harm's way. Because what has been ordained divinely will happen in its time that was set for it, whether you are ready for it or not. And what we're looking at today is a gradual degradation, a decline, a collapse, and not just American power, but white power universally. And this is why you have Europe up in arms. This is why you have America up in arms about the state of their society and how they see that they're losing power, even though Mr. Obama was a puppet in office. Just to look at him not being a white man visually was something that set off rage across the spectrum of white people, because this represents an end of their time, an end of their unilateral hegemonic rule. This has everything to do with the economics, with the geopolitical situation that is transpiring around the world. All of these things are pointing to a major shift, a major undertaking that is underway. And Muhammad and the scripture say that we are living in the change of worlds. We are at the crossroads. And in this change, whenever something comes into life, comes into being, it doesn't come easily. There's a struggle even with the birth of a person. There's a struggle because even though you are living, you're so close to death. So as one world is dying out, another one is coming in, there's a struggle going on. And this is why you see America, this is why you see Great Britain, this is why you see NATO, this is why you see Europe trying to undermine Africa, Asia, South and Central America, the Caribs. This is why you see that, Central Asia, Southeast Asia. They're trying to do it everywhere because they see a threat to their primacy, the threat to their hegemonic rule. And this is why you hear America and Great Britain always talking about a threat to the international rules-based order or the international order. What they're saying is they see a threat to their rule. What they're saying is they see a threat to white supremacy and hegemony. And they don't know what to do, so they revert back to the thing that nature put in them. Divide and conquer. Spread lies and cause suspicion and start threats of war and start wars. This is what they do. But they don't know that in this time, well, now they're quickly figuring this out, that all of that comes with a price. It comes with a price of lives, political clout, but majorly, it comes with a price tag financially. And all of these things are undermining and uprooting the U.S. run, the Western ruled world order. You understand me? I want you to get something. Let's go to our Savior as a rabbi. I didn't forget what I was saying, because this has everything to do with what we're talking about today. As I said, for those of you who are joining us at the beginning of the show, as the intro was on, I just so happened to be thinking over a few things, and I looked down and I'll say, yeah, the ride was down, and I opened it up, and it's something that goes hand in hand with what we're talking about. And we're going to get to some clips if time permits, because we got to try to get all of these things, because right now the Star and Crescent Report is out of internet jail. We were in internet jail for the last week or so. That's why there were no live shows, brothers and sisters. I don't even want to go in there. They may put us back in internet jail for putting this out over the air. But, yeah, this is why there were no live shows, okay? But let's go to the first chapter of Our Savior Has Arrived. And I point this out often when I'm talking about this book. Remember that this is the last book given by the last messenger at his last appearance of Savior's Day. And he gave it out for free. Our Savior has arrived. Okay? That's something to think over. Now, let's go to this. The first chapter. We're not talking about chapter 43 or chapter 35 right now. We're talking about the first chapter. Because this has everything to do with the economic collapse which is underway here in America and around the world. It reads, number one, to know the truth of the presence of the God of truth and that his presence is the salvation of the lost and found people of America is to know your life and its happiness. You know what I mean? Some of us, we are anxious, we are really angry, we're really moody, we're really disappointed, we're really disgusted. And a lot of that stems from the fact that we don't understand the time. And we don't know that the presence of the God of truth here right now, which is causing the collapse of this world, which is undermining and uprooting the economic, the social, and the political and geopolitical order of things, is in your favor. We don't understand that. And it says, to know the truth of the presence of the God of truth and that his presence is the salvation of the lost and found people of America is to know your life and its happiness. Now, number two, because I'm getting to something. Number two, truth is in favor of you and me. Right there, that should tell you you should be happy right there. All that you see is in favor of you and me, first and foremost, and then in favor of our people around the globe. Because the raising up, the elevation of the black man here in America is the collapse of Anglo power universally. And this loosens the grip that they have on our Asian brothers, on our African brothers, on our South and Central American brothers, the Caribbeans, and all of these things. But it starts here, because this America is number one on God's list for total destruction. But let's go a little further. And my wife is standing next to me. We're sharing a little laugh, okay? But anyway, listen. The truth is in favor of you and me. For the truth of our enemies, whom we have been serving here in the USA for over 400 years, whom we did not know to be our enemies by nature, is the truth that the black man must See, this is a must. You understand? This is a prerequisite of salvation, of survival, of liberation. This is a must, right? Without this knowledge, you cannot progress to another level spiritually. You cannot elevate yourself. You may look like you're elevated in the eyes of the people, but in the eyes of the wise, you become the lowest of the low if you do not know and accept this truth. So listen to what he says. Truth is in favor of you and me. For the truth of our enemies whom we have been serving here in the USA for over 400 years, whom we did not know to be our enemies by nature, is the truth that the black man must have knowledge of to be able to keep from falling into the deceiving traps that are being laid by our enemies to catch us in their way, which is opposed to the way of righteous of whom we are members. Now, according to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, and this is how we do for those of you who are new to the show, this has everything to do with economics, but first we have to lay the base. And I have to say this a lot because we're not just talking to everyday listeners. We're also talking to different sections of the populace and all around the globe. And people are joining in, so we must let them know where we are, okay? So according to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, as we lay this foundation, listen to what they say. The word must means be commended or requested to, be urged to, or by all means to, be compelled by physical necessity to. Now, be required by law, custom, or moral conscience. There we go. So you are required by divine law, right? You are compelled to, by divine right, to understand where we are and who is your open enemy. Listen, I know for those, I know it doesn't sound like it's going into economics, but we have to lay the base and we have to understand this. Okay, let's go a little further. Number three, the arch deceiver. We are warned throughout the Bible and the Holy Quran to shun this deceiver if we are members of the black nation. This is not just talking about black people in America. This is talking about all members of the black nation. And this is why God is exposing America. And now you see nations shunning the dollar because they see this as the instrument or level of power of Anglo supremacy. They are shunning it. They're shunning the economic institutions that were laid out by the Western world under the barrel of a gun. You understand? And they must do this in order to liberate and free themselves and their cultures and their nation of people from the onslaught of the Western greed and capitalistic system. I tell you one thing for sure. America and Europe, they're on the road to ruin. And we can see with our own eyes, with our own wallets, that the economic collapse is underway. He goes further and says, there is nothing that is left of the truth of these people that God has not made manifest. And I am teaching you daily of this people. There are some black Americans, listen to me good, brothers and sisters, for those of you who have leaders who embrace these beasts and call them friends. There are some black Americans who will, after knowledge, sympathize with the arch deceiver, the devil, for the sake of advantage. So when you see them trying to integrate you into that religion or their ideology or their economic or their political system, they're doing it because it's some payoff in the background. You understand? Advantage. You understand? This is the exposure of the people. Listen closely to this. Watch how all of this stuff ties in with the collapse, with the economic collapse. But anyway, he says, even some of our highly educated people will accept speaking in defense of this arch enemy of ours for the sake of trying to gain higher places with the arch deceiver. And some of them will tell me and the believers of Islam that they do not believe in any religion or in any god or religion. The Bible foretold that this kind of talk against the truth would come in the last days, that the fool would say in his heart, there is no God. This prophecy is now being fulfilled among even our most educated class of people. Now, I'm going over to something. I'm skipping over to something because I want you to see how this relates to the economic situation, okay? We're going to go over to number seven. See, I have to lay the base and I have to read stuff in this context so that you know that I'm not taking anything out of its context. And we are going to bring up some clips to prove to you that the economic collapse is right in front of you. It is happening right in this day. And with this shrinkflation and with all of these, you know how they're hiding things. They're shrinking things and they're charging more. They're taking things out and charging more. They're making you believe that less is more. Man, this devil is a trickster. Woo! But listen, on number 7, Abraham's prophecy. But I ask you to remember this. In the parable in the Bible of the rich man and Lazarus, which means none other than the white and black people of America. Stop right there. So when we look at the Bible, when we look at the prophetic sayings of all of the prophets of old, and especially the one who talks about Lazarus, the rich man and the poor man, when Abraham's prophecy talks about that, Muhammad says this is none other, this answer to none other than the white and black people in America. Well, we know who the have-nots are. So the have-nots must be Lazarus. And we know who the haves in America are. So that must be pointing to the white man. Is that not right? Talk back with your brother, 347-989-0855. Now let's go further. He says, the rich man died deprived of authority and wealth. What is this white man saying? They're losing their liberty. They're losing their freedom that they once had. They're losing their wealth. They're losing their positions. This is what they're saying. Is that not right? And some of them are even committing suicide because they're looking at the times and they're seeing no hope for the American Republic, no hope for the Western world. So you hear Alex Jones and you hear all of these other people talking about an invasion of refugees in Europe and an invasion of refugees in America, but they never talk about America and Europe bombing the hell out of these nations, destroying their independence as a nation and their free will as a people, and then occupying these nations, stealing and siphoning off the wealth and all of the resources, bringing it back home and refining it and selling it at enormous prices to these people whom they just ripped off from. They never scream about that, do it. Or the genocide committed in the process of all that. You see? Talk back to your brother. We have to address these things. But let's go further. He says, the rich man died deprived of authority and wealth. In the anguish of the torment of his loss of wealth and power, the parable refers to the rich man as being in hell. So what does this white man talks about in his collapse? As he sees the collapse, they don't tell you to get right with God. Go to all these so-called Christian sites, and they're not telling you. God is a sidebar in what they're talking about. The first thing that they tell you is to protect your financial wealth, your assets. That's all that they think about. And then get your guns. God is a sidebar in prepping. You see, he is an expiation, a shield that they hide behind in their madness to try to stay in a position financially and politically that they are in right now in this fallen world. You understand? I want you to listen. So, Muhammad says, in the anguish of the torment of his loss of wealth and power, the parable refers to the rich man as being in hell. And in this condition, the beggar, Lazarus, saw no hope in begging that once rich man any longer for some of his sumptuous food. Then he turned to go for self. See, this is where people don't understand. Before you will be able to truly go for self, this white man must be brought to his knees. Then you're going to realize the situation that when you were captivated by his power and his wealth and all of the luxury that he showed you on his TV and in his magazines and in his newspapers, when he no longer has that, his grip is broken from you. And then the world, not only you, but the world will pull away from him. He'll be exposed for who he is. And this is why God said he will bring him to his knees in abject poverty and disgrace. We're witnessing this thing pick up steam, pick up pace. See, these words are strategically placed here for a reason. Listen to what he says. And for those of you who do a lot of writing, who are very well-read and know grammar, listen to what he says. In the anguish of the torment of his loss of wealth and power, the parable refers to the rich man as being in hell. And in this condition, the beggar, Lazarus, saw no hope begging that once rich man any longer for some of his sumptuous food. Now, if this is the case, then Lazarus must have stayed with this man until he lost everything. Is that not right? Because then it is followed by this. Then, meaning after, right? He turned to go for self. That's Abraham's prophecy. Listen to what Muhammad said. The prophecy which Abraham was the recipient of only means that after 400 years of our enslavement, all these things are coming to pass. I ask you to be in time and accept the truth. See, he talks about being in time. Most of you, when you analyze these things, you analyze them about what you want or what you feel or what you think or want them to be instead of what they are and what they are happening or how they're happening right before you. So sometimes you get out of step with time. So Muhammad says, I ask you to be in time and accept the truth and do not mix up the truth with falsehood while you know it for the sake of untrue friendship. You understand? So this is what I'm trying to jog your memory, trying to wake you up a little bit and so that you can understand that what you see happening before you, this is the parable of Lazarus and the rich man unfolding right in front of you. This is why you hear them screaming about preserving their wealth. This is why you hear them screaming about losing their power and their position and their influence. This is why America is galloping around the world trying to hold the barrel of a gun at people's throat to force them to let her occupy them, to force them to keep getting her dollar, to force them into trade with her. Because she's dying a natural death. God is bringing this rich man to his knees. And you are the beneficiary of it. And the black nation around the world are the beneficiaries of it. You understand? They are scared. I wanted to play a clip about a week ago before we went to internet jail. Before we went to internet prison. I wanted to play a clip about a week ago. I'm gonna revisit this clip. I want to play this for you, and then we'll go to the more modern clips that I have for you. But I want you to listen. This devil is so desperate. I don't know if I did play this, but if I did, you're going to hear it again. This devil is so desperate, as we have been playing for the last, we've been on the air for 8 or 9 years, and we've been playing about for the last 5 years, how these devils are talking about the devil has a special plunge protection team to try to offset the collapse in his markets. Right? They're scared of what's going on, but I want you to listen to this clip, okay? And remember, this was about a week and a half ago, and I wanted to play it to you. But I want to play it because it goes so hand in hand with what we're saying and how desperate this rich man is as his wealth is being siphoned off. See, he's used to siphoning everybody else's wealth off because he's a parasite. His system, the capitalistic system, is a parasitic system by nature. It was made and created so that these leeches, these vampires, these succubuses could leech onto a host body and suck the lifeblood out of. As a matter of fact, I have one of the books around here, by John Perkins, Confessions of an Economic Hitman. In this book, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, and it was Barrett Kohler Publishers. This was the publisher of his book, Barrett Kohler, and he was an economic hitman. In his book, he documents the job that he was sent to do and how he was sent to bribe world leaders and other people were sent to bribe world leaders and how if they did not do that, then they sent in assassins if that didn't work and how they tried to destabilize countries with revolutions and stuff. And if that didn't work, then they would vilify them and demonize them in the media. And after that, they would send in the military and then they would take what they want under the disguise of fighting terror or bringing democracy. Does that not sound familiar to you today? And all of this has a blowback consequence. I advise you all to get Confessions of an Economic Hitman by this man, John Perkins. But they have built a parasitic system, and it is dying because no one wants to let them feed on them anymore. And it's bringing the world closer and closer to confrontation. And America's plant protection team is scared as hell, just like the government is of what they see coming. I want you to pay close attention to this here.
Welcome to Silver Report Uncut. Now, it is very, very hard to gauge these markets at this point. There are several times during the day yesterday that I had created shows, and the news had become almost obsolete within minutes. It is very clear and evident. Of course, we live in entirely manipulated markets. That's one thing a lot of people haven't yet caught on to. They are desperate at this point. The plunge protection team has come in. If it's not evident, the market wanted to continue its sell-off. We saw the Dow futures were down previous to the market's open yesterday. The market opened negative 500 points lower once again. And then, out of nowhere, comes this stream of buyers that shot the market up. So before you could even wink at a negative 500-point drop, the market was up 200 more points. And then you go to try to track that progress, and once again, it's down 300 points. This market was so topsy-turvy yesterday that it made it very difficult to even keep track of what was going on enough to be able to report what's going on. Looking into all of the difficulties, the hidden problem we have right now in this market is the fact that there has been record amounts of money that have been put on volatility remaining low. What that means is that people, in essence, are gambling that volatility is going to remain subdued. Even the Federal Reserve has put in record amounts of money to be able to keep this ultra-low volatility in the markets. For anyone to believe that volatility should be dropping at this point, have you watched the stock market yesterday? It was only until 3 o'clock, heading right into the close, that we got any kind of significant gain. In fact, right previous to 3 o'clock, the market was down 200 more points. And then this surge comes through that puts the market up 536 points. Again, we watch the markets open the day, and they're attempting to drop once more. I love what some of the Federal Reserve is coming out and they're saying about this, because there are previous instances in the past in which they had discussed, it was during Ben Bernanke's reign, discussed that they should develop a team to be able to control the stock market, to be able to stop stock market crashes. Now, there were several, and I mean literally maybe 20 or 30 private trading firms that were completely shut down. RoboTrader was completely shut down. What RoboTrader is something that has gained in popularity in recent years. It is a completely computer-driven trading system. It doesn't require a personal financial advisor, but in fact, the computers do all of the trading for you. They locked out all of their customers out of their accounts. They disabled because they said that the market was too volatile. We've watched the entire volatility complex implode. All of this, we're running with a VIX that is 30 right now, and there was record amounts of money that was put in betting the VIX was going to remain below 9. So this thing is wrecking. If this continues on for a week with this volatility this high, you're going to see losses that are dramatic. This is a blind eye for the markets because nobody really is paying attention to that. They have not seen the dramatic increase in the popularity in these kind of ETFs, these kind of vessels, these vehicles for investment. These things have grown in popularity. It's this new CBO. It is the new it thing. And to watch the entire volatility complex collapse, I mean, what we saw take place in the XIV, they completely shut down trading. They had to shut down trading after hours. They had to shut down all of this. And so you not only have all of these independent finance channels, all of these little e-traders, these little click traders, all of these websites shutting down, getting arrow 404 messages. So the actual people, a lot of the individual people that were in the markets, they were locked out of the markets, not able to buy, not able to sell, not able to do anything to alter whatever's going on in the markets. So they're either at the fate of the market to suffer losses or to suffer gains. And then all of a sudden you have this massive surge of somebody coming in who looks into the face of a market that is collapsing 1,000 points and says, that's it, I want to go in and purchase 200 points worth of stock. Now, of course, there are some people out there that move that way. But normally they wait until a crash is all the way bottomed and everybody has already gone into full-out panic mode. And to say that we were in panic mode, that's crazy. Now, we look at what the St. Louis Fed President, James Bullard, he said about the recent market sell-off. He said, quote, this is the most predicted sell-off of all time because the markets have been up so much and they've had so many days in a row without a meaningful down day, unquote. He continued, quote, so it is probably not surprising that something like that has gone up 40% like the S&P tech sector would at some point have a sell-off. Before there was a sell-off, people said repeatedly, someday this will sell off. So the fact that there was a market sell-off, a market crash, it wasn't surprise to Bullard, but he said again, quote, what is more interesting is it has been very fast. It's been possibly aided and abetted by a technical trading, algorithmic trading. I'd be interested to see an analysis and see what role that played, unquote. So it's very interesting that all of these technological trading programs, all these algorithmic trading programs that personal individuals in the country use have been shut down and getting error 404 messages. It was something that was necessary to be able to stem this crash. The market still wants to continue selling off. And for anyone to say that the market is returning back to a normal standing, they're not watching these dramatic swings. It is so significant that it's almost impossible to be able to create current news about what's going on in this current cycle. I must admit, I've been absorbed with whatever's going on, trying to watch and follow down this trail, and this market's like jello right now, melting down. He ended his statement, quote, "If it continues to go down sharply, that would affect my view." A large majority of our country seems to believe that the stock market is actually our economy, or the stock market represents our economy as a whole. And the big problem is it mostly represents the banks, the 1%, the ultra-rich in our country. Whenever they lose money, it's a problem. You see, when the common man loses money, it's not a big deal for the controllers. They don't care. That is their goal. Their goal is for your individual trading platform to go in and to be shut down. Their goal is for those that are involved in the VIX and the volatility trade to go in and to shut that down, to lock them in. They are the real losers in this problem. And if you would really comprehend the dramatic amount of money that has already been lost as a result of this volatility complex being completely demolished, it's not getting easier. Yes, the VIX may have come down from where it was, but it's still running around 30. That is extreme right now because people, if it remains at 30, are going to lose everything. So we should take this as a warning shot. People should awake to what is going on right now. There are so many headlines trying to convince you that everything is okay. Do you see the MSM in full effect right now, trying to convince you that this is just normal. This is just business as usual. Nothing out of the ordinary right here. Everything is okay. You see, this is a problem. You see, it shows their true concern over what's really going on. As we spoke about the other day, that you watch what people do, not what they say. Because the reason behind them saying what they're saying is to try to keep a calm, try to slow down this panic that is spreading throughout the country. And yet, stock market crash was something that was trending yesterday. So to think that people aren't paying attention, you're very wrong about that. For people to think that your money is safe and confident in the banking system, you must be very aware that they have bail-in laws on the books, that they have the legal right and authority to come and to liquidate all the savings accounts that are held at these banks in an event of something just like this. In an event of a stock market downturn where these banks suffer significant losses, they are going to take everyone's savings accounts. This is a very serious problem. And for them to try to tell you it's okay, stay calm, this is something that is long overdue. A correction much larger than this is long overdue. And the reason they had to shut down so many of these computer trading systems is because it is that serious right now. Not later, right now. All right.
See? Did you hear it in his voice? The anger, the frustration, the fear, the doubt, the worry? All of that because he knows what's going on. I just want you to think about what would happen if you did what the banks are doing. And do you know when you deposit your money in the bank, it's no longer yours? Do you know that? I bet you some of you didn't even know that. The bank has a right, according to some laws, to decline giving you money. That's why you have to ask them if you put, say for instance, you deposit $10,000. Do you know you just can't go get $10,000 out? You have to ask them. When you reach a certain level limit, or you have to go and talk to a manager to see if it's okay to get your money out. Did you know that? Now, if they have these laws on the book, and I'm just letting you know this, that says that, okay, you put your money in, but if I need it, I can just take it. And when you go back to it, I can just say, man, I need it, and it's gone. Now, if you were to do that to me, or if I were to do that to you, we would be classified as criminals, right? Hoods, thieves, con artists, right? So why does not that apply to them when they're stealing it on a grand scale? Do you understand? This is the way the system is. And the system came out of their minds. It didn't just sprout out. And this is why when God removes the system, he has to remove the people who make and maintain and who benefits the most from the system. Otherwise, they're going to reproduce that which he removed. On the road to ruin. The economic collapse is underway, and you can see it. So we go to Our Savior Has Arrived Again. So listen to this. Pharaoh, who opposed the truth and called it a lie, suffered the judgment of Allah. The black man in America is now suffering under the falsehood of his enemies while truth is being sounded in his ears. He sees the evidence of it with his eyes, yet he would like it a lot. You see it crumbling all around you. Infrastructure, what they're saying, it'll take $10 to $45 trillion in investment over 20-odd years to fix the infrastructure. How the hell can you finance that when you broke? You have $21 trillion in debt. You have $200-some trillion in outstanding liabilities. You have another 100 or 200 more trillion in some black budget that you owe. Then you have a $5 quadrillion in derivatives. How the hell can you finance that when the world's economy is only between $45 and $65 trillion? How can you finance that, black man and black woman? You see? The numbers are not adding up. And we know that mathematics is Islam, and Islam is mathematics. Why? Because the two are equal truths that can be proven at no limit of time. And so if they are changing and fudging the math, trying to make you believe 3 plus 1 is 17, then we know that their system, their ideas, their order is out of the natural realm of things and must be removed. But it's because it is contrary to the original order, the mathematical way of God. You understand? So let's go further. I'm passionate about the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's teaching. I'm passionate about liberation of my people. I love my people here in America, and I love the black nation around the world, and I want you all to get what was given to me, and I want you to understand it, and I want you to apply it to your life and tell others, enrich other people, because this is true wealth. This is what you should be trying to preserve. This is what you should be trying to multiply. This is what you should be trying to save. More so than anything else, because when you have the word of God, the truth, it stands alone, and everything else will be added to you if you stand firm on that foundation which brought into out of nothing everything. You understand? Truth. So he says, the black man in America is now suffering under the falsehood of his enemies while truth is being sounded in his ears. He sees the evidence of it with his eyes, yet he would like it a lot. The main warning of the Holy Quran to those who take the truth for a lie and the lie for the truth is that they are subject to the same type of judgment that these former opponents of Allah were subjected to. We are now witnessing, and this is what we're talking about. When I read this, some of you don't understand when the scriptures are talking about witnessing truth jumping borders. See, for a while, it was confined through the Walt Disney World and the illusions that this white man put up. Everything is okay. We are the most prosperous and richest nation on earth. The West is the richest, and everyone else is second, third, and fourth world nation, right? Yet it is America and the West that needs Africa and Asia, that needs the resources there, that needs the labor there. Is that not right? So how, if you have little to no resources in Europe, how the hell can you be a rich nation? All you're doing is assigning a denomination of value to paper with ink on it. And then I'm going to give you this denomination for your resources. And then when you get on my nerves or don't follow my orders, I'm going to sanction you and make that paper what it really is. Nothing. And you lose all other value that I place behind that inked up paper, while I still have all your resources. Is that not a predatory lending system? Is that not a predatory or a succubus type of or vampire type of order? Do you think that this can go on in perpetuity? It cannot. So, he says, we are now witnessing the truth being spread all over the continent of America and jumping the borders and spreading around the earth. What truth? What other truth is there? That America is a liar. that America is a bloodthirsty, power-hungry, sociopathic republic that is dying a natural death. What truth? That the dollar has no intrinsic value to it. What truth? That the American economy is an illusion. What truth? That we will always have jobs. What truth? That we are rich beyond any other nation's comprehension. What truth? God's truth is being made known, and it is jumping the borders, and everybody is questioning the once unquestionable hegemon around the globe. So he said, we are now witnessing the truth spread, being spread all over the continent of America and jumping the borders and spreading around the earth. Allah, see, not Ben Bernanke, not any of the other ones, not the central banks, not Donald Trump, not Obama. Allah is backing up his coming and presence to defend the horrible plight of the so-called American Negro. There is no plainer truth that could ever come to both black and white than what Allah and the person of Master Farad Muhammad, to whom praises are due forever, have delivered to me, Elijah Muhammad, whom he chose to deliver this message of truth. Listen to this. The enemy is ever seeking a way to oppose the truth and to take you and me to their doom if we are foolish enough to give a lie to the truth. Everything, this is very important, not something, not part of the thing. The word everything encompasses the whole. Is that not right? Everything mentioned in the Bible and the Holy Quran, such as plagues and judgments taking place in ancient times of the Bible and Holy Quran against the opponents of Allah, is to warn you and me that the same thing is coming upon America and Europe, but America is number one first. This is the truth that God has given to me to warn you. He is sufficient to back up his own words. What is he doing? Elijah Muhammad says her dollar will decline and fall. What is happening? The American dollar is declining and falling. Is that not right? He talks about this in a book called Fall of America. He gives you all of these things. The worst is yet to come. And now, this is a staple in the newspapers around the globe. The worst is yet to come for the American economy. Oh, the worst is yet to come for the dollar collapse. See? This truth, Allah is sufficient in backing up his own words. You don't. All you have to do is put it out there. You don't have to argue with him over it. And watch how time vindicates this truth. So we see a gradual decay, decline, and collapse. Economically, politically, and social, in the socio-economic part of America. There's a great racial divide that is only being exacerbated by the haves and the have-nots. Right? And the brutality of the police enforcement. See, this is what happens. It's always been like that, but it is intensifying because the regime of America, the government of America, the Republic of America, is in total and utter decline. It is rotting away. And just like we said, if you go back to some of the earlier shows, I believe about 4 years ago, about 4 years ago, when Rashid would call in or when Gerald would call in, we would talk sometimes and we would tell you about what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says about at the end of America, how business after business would close. You won't have this plethora of all these different stores, all of these different markets open, and how they would be consolidated. What are you seeing today in the news today? Huh? Buyout after buyout, bankruptcy after bankruptcy, closure after closure. Is that not right? Time is vindicating the word of God. He's well able to back up his own word. Is that not right? So you were seeing it, and back then you were seeing it gradually. You were seeing a gradual decay. But now, because we are in a close to the end or in the middle part of the 60 to not exceed 70-year grace period, in the last of the 10 years of that, you see the wheels of time speeding up judgment against America. Is that not right? And we see it more vividly. The collapse of jobs, the collapse of business, the collapse of infrastructure, the collapse of the geopolitical power structure that America put up, the political divide in Washington, D.C., the political divide in your state legislatures. We see America declining at such a rate that 2 days ago, the German foreign minister says, I don't know this America. This is what he said. Because he perceives that America is in decline. And remember, Muhammad says that there's two parties in America, in Europe, in Germany, excuse me, in Berlin, that are fighting. These factions are fighting. One wants to go east and one wants to go west. Well, this German foreign minister said this is not the America that he knew. So if it is clear to him, it should be clear to you that she is in utter decline. And we are watching the fall of America and the liberation of the American so-called Negro. And the fulfillment of God's word through prophecy. Because America is definitely on the road to ruin. And we can see with our own eyes that the economic collapse is well underway. I know this thing says 9 minutes, brothers and sisters, but I got a couple clips I want to play for you all. I want you to listen. I didn't know the reason I said it for an hour because I thought, and I know they've been knocking you guys off the air, left and right, but I wanted to just try to get something in because I thought that they would be shutting, since they let us off of probation or let us back on the internet, I thought that they would be shutting me off the air and messing with the microphone, so I only said it for an hour because I didn't want to try your patience. But if you will, please don't answer your phones. Please don't hang up. And if I'm cut off, you stay on the line for at least 4 to 5 minutes until I'm able to bring myself back up online. That would be very much appreciated. Because it is very important that you get this. Maybe we'll go over just a little bit because I do want you to hear some of this stuff of what they're talking about, right? And these clips are so long, so I'm not going to play the entirety of these clips that I have because I wanted you all to really hear what these white people are saying about the debt situation, what they see coming, the fear in their eyes and in their voice of the fulfillment of prophecy and the collapse of American power and Western domination. Because without the financial realm, without the euro, or without the dollar being accepted globally, without question, they cannot fund the military realm. If you have no financial backing, you can't fund your military. And this is what God is doing. He's breaking the financial back. He's destroying her resources. He's emptying her coffers. And he is exposing America and Europe, the empire, and its closest relatives to have no clothes. I want you to pay close attention to this clip here. And don't hang up. Don't log off. We got to go over at least a few minutes, okay? I love you all, and I thank you for your patience, but I want you to pay close attention to this, if they allow us to play it, because you know how sometimes, like right now, they're blocking me from playing it. But we're going to try it again, okay? Here we go.
80% of Americans seem to find themselves in debt. Some will never pay back their debt. Some are so overburdened by debt that they must claim bankruptcy. There doesn't seem to be a particular type of debt that is prominent. It simply seems as though there is more debt piling up in all areas and for nearly everyone. This is when you know the empire is falling. You came here for the truth, so let me unveil that for you. Today we're going to look at the serious situation of household debt. Let's begin. This is from Comet, and they provided some information here. They surveyed a small group of people, but I do believe that despite the size of the sample, it really goes for all of the U.S., okay? So let's take a look at what they showed here with their infographics. They tell a big story here in these infographics. I thought it would be really great to do a video about this because it's a topic I cover very often because it affects the average person, okay? So let's take a look at the average debt portfolio by generation, and you will see that no matter what generation you look at, there's about 80% of the people currently in debt. And there's different groupings here, the type of debt that we will see. And I want to start with this, credit cards. Now, I don't believe it is wise to ever, ever carry a balance on a credit card. We are talking about, on the minimum, you're going to see 18% on that credit card debt. 18%. It would be much better if you know that you need to carry this debt for more than, let's say, 1 month, you might as well get a line of credit. Now, for the average person, it is so easy to get a line of credit these days. I'm offered all the time, consistently. I don't want it. I say no, no, no. And I'm sure you get offered too. It doesn't even matter what your credit is. They'll offer to anybody. So people end up carrying this balance on their credit cards. It's at least 18%. And a lot of times they have, you know, 1, 2, 3, 5 different credit cards, different, you know, one from this big box store and one from that big box store, a Visa, a MasterCard, and so on. And they carry balances on all of them. They all have different interest rates. And unfortunately, it's a very big problem. Now, no matter what generation you look at, you're going to see a massive amount of credit card debt. That's just one example. So I think personally, things happen, right? Something happened, something came up, you just didn't have the money that month. And if that's the case, well, you know, you do what you gotta do. But a lot of people are simply carrying the balance month after month. And that's not a good sign. You need to figure it out right away. You have to be honest with yourself. Can you pay this back before the next bill is due? No, then you need to look into something like a line of credit. At the very least, that's going to reduce the amount of interest that you owe. It's not going to fix the problem, but at least the compounding effect is going to be better. All right? That's one thing. Now, student loans. There is approximately $1.5 trillion worth of student loans in the U.S. I assure you, it's never going to be paid back. Many people have been surveyed about this, and they said they're not going to be paid back. I'll talk more about that in a moment, but you can see here clearly that millennials make up the biggest group there. Unfortunately for the millennials, they're not really getting paid what they need to pay off the student loans in a timely manner. You look at auto loans, same situation here, whether it's medical, but for now, I want to talk about mortgages. And mortgages are a very big issue because you're talking about such a big pile of debt. It's not as if the credit card, they're carrying a $5,000 balance. We're talking about mortgages of maybe $500,000. Depending on the city you live in, that's actually a very reasonable mortgage size for the average person. That's something that, you know, somebody who's already in credit card debt, already has student loans, they're not going to be able to pay off that $500K in mortgages. It's all added up on top. Okay? So think about that for a minute, right? There's not just one level of debt. So, of course, you add on to that unpaid bills, personal loans, and so many others. Let's switch gears here. Looking at this, the average debt portfolio by region. Very quickly, just want to touch on this here. You can see that some areas versus others seem to be worse, but I think it overall it's, you know, we'll say approximately the same. One of the ones that I found interesting was that the West has the highest mortgages, and maybe that's because you're seeing areas like Seattle, maybe you're seeing areas like San Francisco, LA, and so many others on the West Coast with very, very expensive homes. But it doesn't really tell us what's happening in New York and other places. So that's something interesting.
I'm trying to get through to them,
there has never been a time in which debt has expanded.
Here we are. And they were blocking me from stop. I tried to stop the clips about 2 minutes ago, but they were blocking me and wouldn't allow me to stop. I knew the devil was going to have these tricks, but stay with me for just a few more minutes. I just want to go back. He was talking about the $1.5 trillion in student debt, right? I want to just ask you something. This is one of the greatest burdens and strains on the American Republic. You know that? Because if your future burden under debt, unpayable debt. And these are the people who are supposed to be free from debt because their minds are supposed to concentrate on the progression of your nation, on your republic. If they can worry about nothing but trying to find a job, to pay off the debt that they owe for trying to go to school, for trying to better their careers and better the nation, how can a nation survive? You understand? See, the succubus nation, the parasitic nation, the leech or vampire nation, they must suck the blood. They don't care who it's coming from. When the host body, the so-called American Negro, can no longer give them what they need, they'll turn inwardly and suck the life's blood out of their own patronage. You understand? And this is what we're watching. But Muhammad says this. The destruction of America's educational system is the best thing that Allah could do to get rid of that which you depend on for guidance. See, the burden, the debt burden of the system, without this, without her educational system, quickly America falls into disrepair. Look at her educational standards of today. Look at how she's falling down the charts internationally. Look at her her students' learning comprehension and how it has declined. Look at them talking about teachers being armed to go in the classroom. How can that be an environment conducive for learning and growth when the teacher is fearful of the student and the student is fearful of the teacher? This is like the Wild Wild West. This is the confusion. America is in total decline and ruin. And everything, the debt upon the debt, shows us that she's being pushed towards total economic collapse. Because without that, without the, those students being debt-free to focus on building a future for their nation, the nation just continually declines and becomes to a, it comes to a stage where it's in a position where nothing you can do can salvage it, right? When they have those warships that have been damaged so bad and they have been out of action for so long, they say, well, we've done all we can. The only thing we can do now is scrap it or sink it. This is what is going on with the American economy. This is what is going on with the American Republic. God has America in derision, and she is in total and utter decline. And you can see not an evolution of the Republic. You can see a devolution. She's devolving, and they are brute beasts. In Washington, D.C., they'll brute me. Think about what Donald Trump does. He says that the American budget needs to be cut. Then he goes and cuts $3 trillion in aid to homeless and those who are in need of subsidies for housing and for heat and for water and for food aid. And then he goes right around and adds another $1 trillion to the war budget, another $45 billion just for Afghanistan alone for the next couple months. Then he tells them we're going to need about $20 trillion to upgrade our nuclear capabilities. Not only are we spending more right now anyway than the top 10 or 20 nations combined, but we must keep our edge, so we must spend more than all of the nations on earth combined two times over. It's never enough. This is the derision that God has. They're spinning themselves into an oblivion. Because the more they spend, guess what? The money's not free. The economy is not producing. So guess what they have to do? They have to borrow and borrow, and they're borrowing from the nations that they're occupying and the nations that they deemed in their national security list as enemies. That is the crackhead trying to rob his dealer. You understand the madness? See, this is the derision that God has them in. This is what a declining republic, this is what a devolving society, this is what a sociopathic, psychotic people turn into when God is taken out of the equation. When they start thinking that I am, that's Nebuchadnezzar, I am. Look at what my hands have wrought. I am and there is none other. Is that not right? What does America say? We are that indispensable nation. We are that exceptional nation. Right? No one can lead the world like us. We are 10 or 20 years above anybody in technology and warfare. That's Nebuchadnezzar all day long, isn't it? All praise is due to Allah for the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. So Muhammad, he tells us of what to expect and tells us that America is in derision. He tells us without a shadow of a doubt that God is going to bring her down, right? Yet you don't believe because you are in love with a crazed people. These people are crazy. like I say, they are crazy, but not just crazy, they are crazy as hell. So we say this. On page 75 of Our Savior Has Arrived, the messenger writes, the Father, Yaakov, of the world created a world of evil, discord, and hate. Can we not bear that witness? Aren't those the major themes of this world? Evil, discord, and hate. If you do not agree with their evil doings, your goodness is then called hate or infidelity, and you are called peacebreakers. What are they doing with what did they do with Saddam when he no longer wanted the dollar? He became a tyrant with weapons of mass destruction. What are they doing with Kim Jong-il? He becomes a tyrant with weapons of mass destruction. What did they do with Libya? The dictator, Gaddafi. Never mind that he was up for a UN award for the lifestyle and the living standards of his people. But the UN, under American pressure, pushed back that award until the bombing started so that the world can forget that he was up for an award for raising his people's living standard above those on the Mediterranean and the highs in Africa and mostly over all of Europe. Go read this. Go Google this. Go to the UN. What about the successor to the great Hugo Chavez, Madero, the president of Venezuela, who's trying to lead his nation independently of America, and America's committing, I would say, fractional warfare by dividing the people, the haves and the have-not, sanctioning the nation not to get food and medicine, right, and limiting the oil exports and threatening him war and calling him a dictator, even though Venezuela's democracy is way more advanced than America. You understand? And then she imposes her will on nations by putting dictators in that will bow to her will, but they're no longer called dictators. They are allies. Do you understand this is the justification of the removal of such a tyrant nation as America is? So while she's doing this, thinking that this would further her goals and further her aspirations and further her hegemonic ways, it is bankrupting the empire. And she's losing the grip in Syria. She's losing the grip in Iraq. She's losing it in Afghanistan. You don't have to deploy more troops if you win in the war, do you? You don't have to deploy more warplanes if you're winning. You don't have to ask the government that's under your tutelage to censor the people that they're supposed to represent if you are welcomed with open arms. That's what she did in South Korea. That's what she did in Japan. That's what she's trying to do in Vietnam. And think about the nerve that she has. You use chemical weapons and kill tens of thousands of these people in Vietnam. And then you want to sell your aircraft carrier there to try to start trouble with Vietnam and China. This is the peacebreaker. She's desperate because she is running out of options. And she knows that the time is against her, black man and black woman, and nothing that she can do, not in this day and time, will alleviate the pressures that are being brought on her, because there's only one thing that could alleviate some of the pressure, some of the tension that America is undergoing right now. And this one thing she refuses to do, and that is to tell you the truth and give you a separate state or territory to yourself. Without that, there's no mercy that will be shown for America. Was there any mercy shown for Pharaoh in Egypt? When God went after his people, he gave them an ultimatum. And he said, you must do thus, this and that. And you must do it within this period of time. And if you do not do it within this period of time, expect this, 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 and this. So the prophets laid out these things to America. And we're fastly and quickly entering a period of time that is approaching America that even if she decides to do right, just like Pharaoh at the end, remember, Pharaoh was bucking. No, he told his top general, no, I'm going out. Let me lace up my shoes. I'm going to lead the charge today. He didn't know that that would be the last time Egypt, under his rule, would go forth with a mighty army like that. He didn't know that. He didn't recognize that he was being lured in, baited in. And then when he was baited in and caught, he repented, and he bore witness that Allah was God. But that didn't stop his destruction, did it? Because he had a time period to do certain things, and he did not do them willingly in that time period. Okay? So there's a contract that was given to America that America had to do X, Y, and Z within this time period. Or these are the penalties for her refusal or reneging on this divine contractual agreement. And now we see the ramifications of the hubris of empire. We see a decline in the moral standings, no trust, no respect for life, property, or nothing. We see a breakdown in society, a breakdown in reasoning. We see a mad, psychotic government running ramshot around the world, a domestic police force armed to the teeth as though they're taking on Russia, China, and North Korea, but they have their eyes set on the so-called American Negro. This is a great time of war, revolution, and collapse, because we're looking at an economic collapse, and we're looking at America being brought under, because she's definitely on the road to ruin. Black man and black woman, listen. Go to the Hines 1555 blog. Donate. Go there, read the articles. They're 100. You know what I'm saying? Also, tell others about the website. And if you want to write on it, email us at hiring1555@yahoo.com. We welcome writers, your perspective, so long as they're in line with truth. I love you more than life itself. With an undying love and passion for the liberation, the upliftment, and the redemption of 6 to 8 million of our kind, first here in America, then the billions around the world, know that your brother Rashid Muhammad loves you to life, but the love that I have for you pales, and is minuscule in comparison to the love that my God, my Redeemer, and my Savior, Master Farad Muhammad, has for you, his messenger, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, has for you, and that mighty, mighty, mighty nation of Islam, under their directives, has for you. Until we next meet again, stay true, stay up, but above all things, stay righteous. As-salamu alaykum.
For information on our next show, please visit trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com and click on the Blog Talk Radio button. Until we converse again, always remember, no matter how low society may have rendered you, the wisdom of the one true God will lift you on high. May God bless and keep you. The Star and Crescent Report was created and directed by Rashid Muhammad, produced by Nicole Muhammad, and hosted by Rashid Hiram, 1555 Muhammad. Have a blessed day. That I like the moon I made.